Hello, hello. Can you hear me all right?
I can. How are you today?
I'm kind of wonderful.
You're some kind of wonderful.
Yeah. I'm pretty good. You know, we've been on a long tour, and right now we've been go, but in Humboldt, we were able to stop and take a breath. We landed last night, woke up really great, had a good breakfast, so I feel good right now.
Oh, that's great. That's the good thing about Humboldt. There's still time.
Yeah. Well, it's all good, and we're down with that.
And what kind of tour are you on?
So we're calling it the Smashing Borders Tour, actually. So just part of who we are as a group, as a collective, our music comes from so many places. Like the music we play is African, Indigenous, Arab, Spanish, and so are we as people. You know, we're Native kids, mestizos, Chicanos. And so for us, we feel like borders are these sort of man-made things. And so the music doesn't have borders, the birds don't have borders, beer doesn't have borders, you know, like, and either did we. And so part of our ethos right now and the message we're carrying across is, you know, we're trying to smash borders with our songs. And it's been well received. It's been great. We've been throughout Canada, across the country we've been playing, and it's been wonderful. And everybody's been receiving the message really well. And I think for the most part, everywhere we've gone, like, people try to do the same thing in their own way.
Yeah. What kind of venues are you playing?
In Canada, we did like the Winnipeg Festival, which is one of the biggest festivals in North America. It's about 20,000 people up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did Edmonton Folk. We did the Rocky Mountains Folk with Los Lobos in Colorado. So it's been like summer festival season, and it's been really wonderful. And playing with like really diverse audiences. We just got back from Toronto about 3 days ago. I think it was my second time in Toronto, but I didn't realize how diverse Toronto is.
Yeah.
I was talking to a lot of folks over there, and they said there's down in the main street, there's a street down there where they said in the middle of the summer, on a given day, you can hear over 200 languages spoken on that street. I was pretty blown away by the diversity of it, and it's really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, as someone who grew up, you know, in East Los Angeles, I grew up with a lot of raza, also a lot of South Asian folks, and I consider that to be, you know, diverse, but there's other places, man, it's just they got folks from all over the world. To be able to bring our message and our movement and our music and have people celebrate and dance and jump and feel good at the same time, feeling the need to, like, be active agents in their own democracy, autonomy, and self-determination. Like, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, fantastic. You know? I'm from Montreal originally, and I remember, I remember all the languages and all the people that showed up in Canada after World War II as well, and Jamaica and tons of places. Yeah. Tell me how you guys started forming. You were students of the Eastside Cafe. Tell me about that space a little bit, if you would.
We're kind of activist kids. A lot of us were really involved in college. So Denise and Jose were student activists and friends in college at Cal State LA. I was a student activist at Cal State Long Beach. I met Jose at a rally against budget cuts. Jose and Denise were doing Zapatista-inspired work, and they're actually co-founders of the Eastside Cafe, along with a bunch of other students. And the Zapatista, or the Eastside Cafe, was a Zapatista-inspired space, the philosophy of each one teach one, self-determination, and also the community has sufficient resources in order to teach itself and to grow itself and to, you know, be self-sustainable. And in this space, we would do volunteer work, ESL classes. We would do yoga classes, art classes, dance classes, and music classes. And a lot of us learned how to play music in that space from a friend who just knew how to play this style of music called Son Jarocho and was willing to share it. So none of us learned how to play in school, mm-hmm. in that sort of training, but in a space where people believe that you can share knowledge and people can take that knowledge and grow with it. And that's what we did, and that's where we come from. That's why we're called the Cafeteras,
mm-hmm.
because we're from the Eastside Cafe.
Yeah.
And we were actually called the Cafeteros.
Right.
And the women were like, nah, we're not Cafeteros, we're Cafeteras. And we're like, you damn right. All right, then we're down with being Cafeteras too. And it's sort of like a little jab to sort of the patriarchy that exists in, not only in Spanish, but also English. You know, they're very masculine languages. And so we're Las Cafeteras. Even though we have men in the group, like, it's sort of part of our ethos.
Well, absolutely. And would you just educate the listeners a tiny bit about the Zapatista movement? Say something quickly, if you would.
Yeah, so the Zapatistas are an indigenous group of folks, an indigenous army as well, of different indigenous pueblos in Chiapas, Mexico, that started organizing in 1984 for autonomy, and in 1994 rose up in rebellion demanding autonomy and the rights for indigenous people to be respected in Chiapas and throughout Mexico. They're an organization that doesn't believe in communism or Marxism. They've developed their own philosophy. They don't want power. What they want to do is to be left alone so that they can be self-sufficient. And so they created their own governments and their own way of learning and teaching and being and systems of accountability and for organizing. And so it's been an inspiration to people all over the world, and especially to a lot of Chicanos in the United States.
I'm speaking with Hector Flores. He is a vocalist and zapatero. What's the zapatero, Hector?
Zapatero is someone who dances with the zapatos.
Okay, that's fantastic. Hector is a band member of Las Cafeteras, and you're here in Humboldt County enjoying a bit of nature and on a really important tour. You're playing really big venues, so that's really remarkable. It's such a huge message and such a huge time, and you're really feeling that, is what I heard you say, that people are really getting the message. And do you really think there's hope for this kind of heart to be put back?
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it's like Arundhati Roy says, on a quiet day, you know, I can hear it coming. You know, I can hear hope. And I feel, you know what? When we played in Colorado, and we have a song called If I Was President, and, you know, everybody got their hands up and we're clapping and we're singing along the chorus. There's a feeling when we get together with music. I mean, folks don't even know the words, and they don't have to, but we were connected because we were sort of decolonizing the dance floor and we were feeling connected as people. And you can't buy that at any store, you know? Like, the feeling of solidarity is such a powerful force, and we've been feeling it throughout the country, on our tours, in Canada, and I feel like we are it. Yeah. We are the hope, man, and there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us who are hopeful, and I feel like there's a change, man. If anything that the president, this Agent Orange man, has done has brought a lot of folks together to realize that, you know, we exist in service of each other, and there's a lot of humanity in us. You know, to create a world where many worlds fit, as the Zapatistas say.
Yeah.
I'm more than hopeful, you know? I'm more than hopeful. And I feel really great about how folks are coming together. I don't feel great about the violence. I don't feel great about the hate.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no up without the down. There is no good without the bad.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way, there's the yin and the yang. And
yeah.
So the way we're going to grow as a people is to be challenged as a people. And so right now we've been challenged. So, you know, folks, we're in a really incredible place to grow, not only as individuals, but as a community, as a country, as like part of a larger goal where we should be going to, you know, a peaceful place. But that's not easy.
Well, you touch my heart with your words, and I'm really grateful that this is your job in the world. And I wish you really all the best. Would you name off your fellow band members so the audience can hear their names as well?
So we have the queen of the group, Denise Carlos, who is a singer. She's a dancer. She also plays the Jarana Primera, which is an eight-stringed Mexican guitar. We have Daniel French, who's the MC, singer, as well as plays the Jarana Segunda. We have today Jorge Mijangos, El Maestro, who made all our instruments. He's a luthier, but today he's going to be playing the bass. He's an amazing musician. We have our drummer and cajonero, Jose Cano, who also does percussion. And then myself, I play the Jarana Tercera, and that's who we got on the crew today. Mm-hmm. And guest musician is Alexandro Gutierrez Hernandez, ethnomusicologist from UCLA, but also playing the four-string requinto, which is the melody of our music that we'll be sharing today.
Well, again, all the very best to you, and I can't wait to hear some of your music. We'll play it underneath this interview, and I thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
No, thank you very much. But, you know, the two songs I would say,
yeah,
If I Was President and This Land Is Your Land.
Okay.
Play those two jams to kind of get a feel of what we're trying to do in this world.
You got it, Hector.
Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias. Uh-huh.
Orale.
Hector Flores speaking with us. Thank you so much, Hector. Hector Flores speaking with us here on KHSU, band member for Las Cafeteras, a Chicano band from East Los Angeles, California. Their music fuses spoken word, folk music with traditional son jarocho, African-Mexican music, and zapatero dancing.